I very much enjoyed what Jim Iflin said about the jungle gym for the mind, but I was more taken by his reading of the book as terribly sad. That may be a new reading, and it may be that people in other generations laughed until the Romantics. I think that knowing a little about Cervantes and the fact that he belonged to the last generation of Imperial Spain, that's after the triumphs of New World conquests, such as Cortes, Pizarro, etc., and Don Quixote refers to Cortes, I think thinking in terms of this book as written by actually a maimed veteran of the 16th century wars, particularly of Lepanto, and also very knowledgeable about the fall of Spain's 16th century empire. It was a superpower under the Habsburgs, and the empire stretched from Naples to the Philippines, and Cervantes worked for the empire. He was actually a tax collector just before the Armada, had temporary jobs. The main point I want to make is the empire was really unraveling quite precipitously when he was writing. Spain was going through global wars, plagues, inflation, bankruptcies.
Queen Elizabeth had just defeated the Spanish Armada, 15 years before this book was published?
Yes, exactly, 1588. And it was 2 years after that that Cervantes tried to emigrate to the New World, and he was refused. And after that, he had a series of, quite terrible jobs. In between, of course, writing Don Quixote. He landed up in prison because of a shortfall in tax collecting, not his fault.